was really unfortunate. We had a sin bid in the first half as well, so we had 10 minutes in the first half, a man down, and then with the injuries to the front row, unfortunately, when you lose your second front row, you lose a man as well. So, there's a lot of teams in this league you don't play men 14, you don't mind playing against 14 men with, but Loughborough isn't one of them. They're very expansive, they're very fit, obviously. You know, luxury of almost being a full-time side up there with the facilities and the infrastructure that they have. So it was going to be a long 20 minutes. It was a long 20 minutes, but our boys really, really defended with a lot of passion and heart.
And there's still the odd mistake that's costing. It seems to be, any mistake, missed tackle, costs a try at the moment. And, maybe it's unfortunate, but I guess it's something that frustrates you as a coach.
I think you see that at every level. You look at international level, Danny Kerr wound up a pass and interception for 60 metres at Twickenham last week. So it's getting the little things right. And, you hear it and everyone says it is about fundamentals in rugby. Pass, catch, tackle, those sort of things win you or lose your games. And for us, we're setting ambitious targets for penalty counts, less than 10 penalties against us a game. And we're trying to get our error count down to 10 or less, unforced error count down to 10 or less a game. So if we can do that, then we'll be a good team. And we're getting there. We're making strides towards it. But it's not going to be an instant fix when you only see your players for about 90 minutes a week.
And we see without being overcritical, we see varying levels of officiating here. And is it a case of you need to learn sometimes how to play each referee as they come rather than just assume everything's going to be the same?
Yeah, at the top level of the game, the clubs and international teams will produce dossiers on referees and they'll know their tendencies and how many penalties they'll give before they give a yellow card and all those sort of stuff. We get so many different referees at this level, it's hard to be aware of that. But as a player, you've got to hope the referee sets his mark out in the first 5 or 10 minutes of how he's going to ref the breakdowns and the scrums and those sort of things, and you've got to adapt and play to how he's going to call the game. Every official is slightly different on their interpretation. So we've got to learn very quickly and adapt. And when you don't learn or when the consistency changes in how it's reffed, that's when it becomes lots of penalties. Today we didn't have lots of penalties, but I also didn't think we got the benefit of our strong scrummage in the first half. We were pushing them all over the park and we just didn't get the benefit of that. And, the players then get frustrated because they know they're trying to do the right thing. And then I think it leads to a bit more of a messy situation, which we got into lots of resets and lots of talking to's by the referee. And for me, that can be done if he's proactive early on. It can be sorted.
And are you going to claim the third try as your own? Because I heard a shout from my right hand side of go for the corner. You kicked to the corner, won the line out, and scored the try. So well done, Mike.
Yeah, if only it was that easy. If only I thought they'd listen to me. They probably already made the decision before I shouted. But I'm. Obviously it's been a while now that I've played rugby at the top level anyways, and I still feel and I get into the emotion of the game sometimes a little too often. But I'm just very passionate. I care about the boys, and for me, I just want to sit back and enjoy and watch them really play well. That's a kick I get out of coaching, really.
And certainly, I spoke to Cameron Gentles, and he said there is that feeling of enthusiasm and fun still, amongst the team and the squad.
Yeah, it's when I've come back into the coaching system this year, and we had to just adjust the culture a little bit and make sure the players know that they're accountable for their own performances first before they look elsewhere or criticise or comment. They've got to make sure that they're worrying about themselves, and we just wanted to build that real strong team culture again, and I think we're really moving in the right direction towards that. Guys are we're a lot of new guys in this year as well, so we've got to teach them how we want to do things, the Isher way and those sort of things. And it's important to get that culture right and the closeness to the players on and off the field. Thursday night we had a big team meeting with first and second team squad, after training with both squads in there to make sure that we're we've got that through the first two senior squads in the club. And also because we're going to use 30, 35 players, so there's going to be a lot of boys that come in and out, and it's important that we're as close as we can be, because when you go down to 14 men for 20 minutes, you're fighting for the guy on either side of you, and you got to trust that guy's fighting for you.
And final question, your injury list, how's that looking at the moment?
Well, tight head props is a concern at the moment. We broke one last week, and we broke two more this week. We don't have a big enough collection to keep doing that. So, we've got a good young prop who played for the second team, played very well today. We need to find another one for next week. We have to have three to start the game with. So, Right now we've got two, so it's going to be a challenge. And you know, we'll just have to assess things when we see guys on Tuesday. But I envision I'll be doing the ring around to some of the Premiership clubs and Championship clubs and see if we can borrow one for a couple of weeks until we get healthy again.